Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report, a weekly program of interest to shortwave listeners around the world. This is Bob Pagela bringing to you our broadcast, and I hope that you'll find information in it of value and interest to your shortwave monitoring hobby activities. These programs are sponsored by the Australian Shortwave Radio Association, which is based here in Melbourne, Victoria, and of course in Australia. I'd just like to remind you that at all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, using the 24-hour time system, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. We have information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales. That's the Space Weather Services of the Australian Government's Bureau of Meteorology. This information concerns the latest figures on solar activity. The Space Weather Services advises that solar activity continues to be classified as low. The 10.7 centimetre solar flux has been indicated as 124, that's 124, and the equivalent sunspot number has been given as 77, that's 77. Now those figures are not expected to change significantly in the immediate future, so it just means that high frequency propagation over darkness or long distance paths, that's long haul circuits on frequencies above about 14 megahertz, will continue to be unreliable. However, frequencies above 14 megahertz crossing daylight paths will be somewhat more satisfactory, or somewhat satisfactory. Now, we have some monitoring research information for you. This was made at a country location east of Melbourne, in the Yarra Ranges National Park, a place called Donnelly's Weir, just north of the town of Healesville, about 65 kilometres east of Melbourne. Good signals in our mid-afternoon on 9 and 11 megahertz using the little E5 receiver and 2 metres of antenna. Now these transmissions of note were across the UTC time span 0432-0500. On 31 metres, 9420, the voice of Greece in Greek. 9440, the BBC from the Chisinau relay station in Moldova, broadcasting in Persian. 9490, Radio Republica, broadcasting from the Issedon relay station in France, in Spanish. And 9535, Radio Havana, Cuba, also in Spanish. And the voice of Turkey in English on 9655, very strong signal here. And three frequencies for the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. 9755, the Hebrew service, until closing at 0450. 9875 in Kurdish, and 9895 in Arabic. And 9790, Radio France International from the Usedon transmitting site, broadcasting in French. Now the 25 metre band, quite an array of signals there in our time period 0430. 11735, the voice of Korea from Pyongyang in English. 11750, China National Radio Network 1. 11780, the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in Arabic, and two other frequencies for Iran were 11825 in Swahili and 11925 in Dari. And 11790 is a super strong signal from Radio Romania International in English. Another frequency for China National Radio Network 1 has been 11960. And 11980, Radio Free Asia, broadcasting from the relay station at Dushanbe in Tajikistan in Chinese. And 12120, Radio Marshall, broadcasting in Pashto from the Kuwait relay station. And 12140, Radio Azadi, broadcasting in Dari, also from the Kuwait relay station. So, clock of reception in the afternoon period here in Melbourne between 0430 and 0500, and those frequencies and schedules were noted in the mid-afternoon at the monitoring site at Donnelly's Weir, that's near the town of Hillsville, 60 kilometres east of Melbourne. Information now concerning the Korean broadcasting system at Seoul. Information from a listener to our program in Berlin, in Germany, advises that the most up-to-date satellite picture on Google Earth of the KBS World Transmitting site at Kimjae reveals the fact that the site is being modernised. He says that the most westerly antenna field has now obtained new steel lattice towers to replace the ageing single mast steel towers. And it appears that the foundations of some of the masts were reinforced with concrete. No other information is available from our correspondent, either in English, German or Korean on the internet, so we just pass the information on to you. So it looks like there's some activity there for the Korean broadcasting system with some alterations or upgrading of its antenna systems at the Kimjae transmitting site. The Voice of Greece. Monitors in Europe report that the Voice of Greece has now been heard on the new frequency of 9415. That's in the 31 metre band. It's been noted in the morning period in Europe up until 0705 in Greek, and then from 0705 to 0715 in various other languages. It's not known whether this is a permanent frequency move or whether it's only a temporary operation due to rearrangements at the transmitting site. So that's the Voice of Greece on a new frequency of 9415 between 0705 to 0730. Now, the Philippines. Since the start of the new transmission season, Sirius Broadcasting Company has made a few changes to its overall schedule. For the current schedule season, the station broadcasts its early morning transmissions, or its morning transmissions, as follows. On 9405, signing on at 22:30 in Chinese. And on 9420, signing on the 2300 in the Chu Mien dialect. And on 9795 at 2300 in the Mon dialect. And on 12070 at 2300 in Chinese. And on 12095 at 2300 in the Hmong dialect. That's H-M-O-N-G, a language spoken in Vietnam. Only one transmitter is on the air at the start of the day's programming at 22:30. And at 2300, the remaining four transmitters come online. Now, Spain. Spanish Foreign Radio, since the new transmission season, has been noted on the new band edge channel of 11530. As observed here in Melbourne, this frequency has been noted carrying Spanish at 2100, parallel with 9690. The High Frequency Coordination Committee Master Schedule lists these transmitters or transmissions as Mondays to Saturdays only, between 1900 and 2300. with other frequencies unheard as yet being 11940, 15390 and 15500. Thailand. For the new transmission season, Radio Thailand has introduced a new schedule. These are the details for the English language services. 13745 between midnight and 0100 and 0200 to 0230. And 17640, 0530 to 0600. And 9390, 1230 to 1300, 1400 to 1430, 1900 to 2000, and 2030 to 2100. The frequency of 19010 in the 15 meter band. This is the only frequency used in this band by international broadcasters. It's currently in operation between 0430 and 1230 from the IBB from the Kuwait transmitting station in Persian and similar languages. So that's 19010. The only signal, only station on that frequency according to the High Frequency Coordination Committee. Now the South African Radio League broadcast over the facilities at Meyerton in South Africa with its weekly English and Afrikaans program for shortwave radio enthusiasts and amateur radio hobbyists. It's on the air on Sundays between 0800 and 0900 on 17760 and 7205. And it's repeated on Mondays between 16:30 and 17:30 in the 60 metre band on 4895. Now some information concerning Radio Veritas Asia. The morning services in this station is in the Philippines, currently using these frequencies. 6115, 2100 to 2300 in Chinese, 15355, 2300 to 2330 in Filipino, and 9645, 2332 midnight. So, three frequencies there for the morning services of Radio Veritas Asia in the Philippines. That completes our roundup of shortwave news. Hope we found the program of interest and that the information we've given will be of value to you in your shortwave monitoring activities. So until our next broadcast, this is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, wishing you all good listening and good DX. See you soon.